listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at sblc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace in Jesus' name, Jesus, our crucified King's name. Amen. So each of these words of Jesus that we hear tonight bear so much meaning, and each one of them really harkens back to previous events in the Gospel of John that we've been traveling through this 2018, and even before that when we started in Advent. This is the grand finale. This is the grand finale tonight, on Maundy Thursday. This is the grand finale, sisters and brothers in Christ. And when Jesus says, "It is finished," one scholar suggests, don't you dare imagine it as Jesus hanging his head in defeat. Like, ugh, it is finished. Like when you're so behind in a baseball game and you know it's over. The team has no chance of winning, and you say, it is finished. Don't you dare imagine Jesus hanging his head in defeat. No, this scholar suggests we think about it like this. Think about it like Michelangelo looking up at the Sistine Chapel when it's finished and saying in triumph, it is finished. Friends, this is Jesus' masterpiece. But this is a little different this year. It's all a little bit different this year. To be reading about and considering Jesus' final words from the cross here on Maundy Thursday. Maundy Thursday, traditionally, we remember the Last Supper tonight. We read the story of the foot washing tonight, right? But with our narrative lectionary and with these readings, we've been doing this different thing. We've been making our way through John's gospel. And Jesus' action of foot washing was actually the way that we started Lent. Do you remember that? On February 25th, we read the story and reflected on the foot washing. That was all the way back in chapter 13. Now we're in 19. So much has happened since then. And yet, the lesson of the foot washing, which is really the lesson of Maundy Thursday. It's really what Maundy Thursday is all about. But we're not even going to do foot washing tonight. The lesson of the foot washing is exactly the same lesson that's in our text here tonight. As Jesus addresses his beloved disciple and his beloved mother. And essentially says to them, love one another. Love one another. Maundy Thursday, that word Maundy, you may or may not know this, it comes from the same Latin word that gives us the word mandate. It's mandus. It's the same word that gives us mandate. We may as well call this day Mandate Thursday, if it's easier to think of it that way. It's Mandate Thursday, and what is the mandate? To love one another. These are Jesus' last words to his disciples as he sat around the table with them with that wash basin at his feet and the towel. And also, these are Jesus' last words hanging from the holy tree, hanging from the cross. This is the King raining down from his throne. Jesus on the cross is the King raining down from his throne. One commentator calls Jesus' final words here from the cross, Jesus' cross sermon. Jesus is preaching a sermon up there. No need to cry for Jesus here. No need to cry for Jesus. He's busy preaching a sermon and continuing to teach and inspire his followers. It makes no sense to the world. It makes no sense to the world that celebrates the power of Rome. It makes no sense to the world that celebrates the power and brute force of any mighty nation, including ours, actually. It makes no sense to this world. It's laughable, even. Jesus seems so insignificant to the empire. Foolishness to the world is what Paul says. It's what Paul writes to the Corinthians. It's foolishness to the world. I love that Easter's falling on April Fool's Day. It's perfect. It's perfect. It's foolishness to the world. But this one crucified is the very wisdom of God, Paul says. And we get pointed to that wisdom. The word for wisdom is Sophia in the Greek, which is a feminine word, Sophia. We get pointed to what that wisdom, that Sophia of God looks like in this slightly different Mandate Thursday scene this year from the Gospel of John. God's wisdom, which is foolishness to the world, looks like this. It looks like two former strangers becoming family members with each other. Two former strangers becoming family members. Woman, behold your son. Behold your mother. Jesus is using his dying breath to connect people. How about that? His dying breath he is using to build community. Some biblical scholars note that we often talk about Pentecost as the birthday of the church. We do that here a lot. I think some years we've even sung Happy Birthday on Pentecost Sunday, which comes 8 weeks from now. We sing Happy Birthday to the church in Pentecost when the Spirit blows in and the tongues of fire on their heads, remember? We say it's like a bunch of birthday candles. We say Happy Birthday to the church. Some scholars note that maybe that's not the birthday of the church in the Gospel of John, and certainly for John's community. This scene that we have tonight, the scene of two strangers become family at the foot of the cross, is really the birthday of the church. As Jesus' first worshipers are joined together in a mandate and then sent out to love. Birthday of the church. Pretty powerful mandate. What is Christ's mandate for you? As you meet one another at the foot of the cross yet again this year. What is Christ's mandate for you? What does love one another, this command of Jesus, look like specifically for you this year, this evening? What stranger are you being told by Jesus to take care of from this day forward? What new community in Christ is being born this evening in you at the foot of the cross? Forgiven of our sin, in a moment we'll be filled with the sweetest bread and the finest wine, that is the body and blood of our preacher, teacher, savior, and friend Jesus. What does that mean now for you? Who is Jesus connecting you to this evening? Who is your new family in Christ? Who have you been maybe overlooking this whole time? They're right there next to you and you just never saw it. And yet you're being invited to connect with that person. Right there next to you is your mother, is your father, is your sister or your brother or your child. This is a feast of love this evening. This is God's masterpiece and wisdom being offered here by Jesus. Jesus offers us to one another. Whoever is beside us is our family. And we are commanded this evening to love them. Now, that's pretty easy. We already love each other in this community, I know. That's pretty easy here. But it expands beyond that. Whoever we find ourselves beside is who we are being commanded to love. Whatever mailbox we're next to back home, we're commanded to love them like family. Whatever locker we're next to, maybe at school, we're commanded to love them like family. Whatever cubicle we work next to, we are commanded to love them as family. Whatever nation we're next to, we are commanded this evening to love them as family. Whatever creature we share this planet with, we are commanded to love them as family. Jesus offers us to each other. It's like we never saw it until now. We get new glasses this evening. And from this day on, from the foot of the cross and outward, we care for each other in a new way. Friends in Christ, we are free. We are forgiven, we are fed, all in order to love. Thanks be to God who pours out this divine love for us on this holy evening and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.